For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
Lord, we need your hands. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Hallelujah. Let's look at the word. No, I know all of us are sensitive. If you can sense that God is here, hallelujah. Is it true? Hallelujah. At the point when Eli was taking the intercession, you have to turn and look whether it was Eli that was on stage. Hallelujah. You could know that he's not the one. Hallelujah. You could know he wasn't the one. Praise God. Praise God. We've looked at every Friday we've been looking at the gift of the Spirit. Hallelujah. We'll look at ministry gift. Hallelujah. And we are done with them. Now we'll be looking at the manifestation gift. Hallelujah. After God speaking to me, finished speaking to me about me, started telling me about the next 8 Fridays. Because there are 9 gifts. Hallelujah. There are 9. Hallelujah. And then we'll be looking at one per Friday. I tell you, there are many things that I must. If only God can open our eyes for us to see. When God appeared to Gideon, he said, "That mighty man of valor." And Gideon said, "Who is the mighty man of valor?" I don't understand me now. Now, if God should only introduce who you are to yourself, you will not believe it. When the angel appeared to Mary and said, "Hail Mary, even in heaven, people are still surprised." She was not a normal, distant girl in Israel. Hallelujah. But in heaven, she was not an ordinary person. So there are many things in us that are resident and deposited by God. But I tell you, there will not waste in your life and my life. They will be activated into full potential. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then everything in our life will come to pass in the name of Jesus Christ. You don't know what this wire in front of us can do until you connect the wire to it. Hallelujah. And then you can deposit. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 8. 1 Corinthians 12. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 8. Yes, sir. For hallelujah. Can you use the mic? Hallelujah. Let's start from verse 7. Or 6.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And there are diversities of operation, but it is the same God which worketh all in it.
Okay, 4 now. Sorry, sir. Verse 4.
Now there are diversities,
yes, sir.
But the same Spirit.
But the same Holy Spirit.
And there are differences of administration.
Now the way they administer are totally different, yes, sir.
But the same Lord.
Same Lord,
yes. And there are diverse operations.
And there are operations are different. Hallelujah.
But it is the same God which worketh all in all.
Praise God. But it is the same God. Hallelujah. Hope you know that many prophets operate differently. Is it true? Is it true? Some people operate with signs and symbols. Some people, they see vision. God told the prophet Jeremiah to walk naked for 1.5 years. Have you read that in the Bible? Yes. Even though they were naked, there was this clothes that they wear, but they considered they are naked. God told prophet Ezekiel to eat, to cook with cow dung, no human dung, human poo. And when he begged God, God reduced it to cow. Hallelujah. The same prophet, another one, the prophet Jeremiah, Isaiah was saying, vision. All of them is the same Holy Spirit, the operations are different. Praise God. Yes, sir.
But the manifestation of the Spirit,
yes,
is given to everyone.
Now, this is very important. The manifestation. Now, those ones we looked at, ministry gifts, they are not given to everybody. They are fivefold. But the manifestation gifts, they are given to everyone. That means, because everyone here means every believer.
Yes, sir.
To profit without. To profit without. That means, profiting is not to you. To profit to everybody. Yes.
But
now, what person has
by the Spirit the word of wisdom?
What person has what we call word of wisdom? So all of us here, Jack, if somebody here having word of wisdom, and you may not even know. I don't know if you are together. The next one, sir.
To another, the word of knowledge.
Somebody here may be having a dangerous dimension of the word of wisdom or word of knowledge. You may know, you may not know, you may not, be operational, but you may not be operational fully, yes.
By the same Spirit.
By the same Spirit.
To another, faith.
Somebody has faith to believe the impossible. Somebody like Jehovah Depot. Hallelujah. Faith for the impossible.
By the same Spirit.
By the same Spirit.
To another.
I don't know. Personally, I have a small dose of that one. Hallelujah. I can believe God for anything now. Praise God. Even though it's yes. Yes.
To another, the gift of healing.
Somebody has had the gift of healing. Who has the gift of healing here? Healing. Hallelujah. Healing. I can't wait to pray with people about healing. Yes. Next
by,
one.
By the same Spirit.
Yes, sir.
To another, the working of miracles.
Somebody else. This one is not the gift of miracles. This one is the gift of walking. Hallelujah. That means miracles are unlike the rest. This one is worked out. The gift of walking of miracles. Yes.
To another, prophecy.
Somebody has a gift of prophecy. Now, remember, when we look at the prophetic gifts, the prophet, we differentiate the prophet and prophecy. But when we look at prophecy, we look at it in depth, yes.
To another, discerning of spirit.
Somebody else, discerning of spirit. You can fake the difference between original 500 and fake one by one glance. Praise God. You can discern once the man of God is fake. No matter the scripture, no matter the manifestation, no matter the, no matter what it is, you can know this is fake. Discerning of spirit means different. You know, it says discerning of spirit. Hallelujah. That means you don't discern only what the person is saying or how the person, but you discern the spirit behind that manifestation. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Are we together, guys? Yes, sir. So it's not only the word. Somebody can be preaching the dogma, the doctrine is sound, but the spirit is wrong. So that's why it's called discerning of what? Spirit. Yes.
To another, diverse kinds of tongues.
Somebody else has diverse kinds of tongues. Yoruba, Igala, Okun. Alpha, hallelujah. Yes. Is that all?
To another, the interpretation
somebody
of tongues.
Else, interpretation of tongues. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Interpretation. Different from translation of tongues. Yes.
But all this worketh that one.
But all of them are working.
And the self same spirit.
Yes, by the same self spirit. Yes.
Dividing to every man.
Now the spirit divided to every man. Yes.
Severally as he will.
Severally as he wills. Thank you very much, sir. Now the spirit divided to every one of us. None of us here. There is nobody seated in this odd service to die in this partner service that doesn't have one of those gifts. There is nobody. All of us have one or the other. Like I said earlier when I was looking at, there is no one that is more important than the other. Do you remember? Yes. The apostles are not more important than the prophets. The prophets are not more important than the pastors. The pastor is not more important than the evangelist. Altogether, all of them, the gift of miracle is not more important than the gift of prophecy. The gift of prophecy is not more important than the gift of healing. Or the gift of interpretation is not more important than prophecy. I said the most important one is the one that is needed at that moment. Altogether, that is the most important gift. If we are in this service now, what is the most important gift that we need? If somebody is sick, the most important gift that he needs is the gift of healing. Is that true? So at that point, the gift of healing becomes more important. It doesn't need prophecy. It doesn't need interpretation of what is my business with the interpretation of tongues. I need to be healed. Are we get up? But the most important gift at the moment is the gift that is needed. We can be in a place where what is needed in that atmosphere is just prophecy. Prophecy now automatically becomes the most important gift at that moment. After the prophecy, the next gift needed may be the gift of interpretation. So the most important gift is the most important one needed at that moment. Praise God. So no one is more important. So don't be looking at, and then they are classed into three. The first class is what we call power gift. Power gift. These are how to do with power, demonstration of power. And power gifts are three. You know, there are nine. We have power gift. We have vocal gift, and then we have what? Revelational gift. Power gifts are miracles, faith, working of miracles, faith, and healing. These are what we call the power gifts. Now there are nine, but they are classed. Then we have what we call the revelatory gift or revelational gift. One of them is discerning of spirits. The other one is what we call word of knowledge. The other one we call word of wisdom. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirit are what we call revelatory gift or revelation. Like all of them come by revelation. Are we together? And then we have what we call vocal gift. That one you have to say them out. It's prophecy, interpretation of tongues, and diverse tongues. Are we together? So we have prophecy. That one is vocal. When you prophesy, you say it with your mouth. That's true. We have interpretation of tongues, and then we have diverse tongues. Hallelujah. So today we'll be looking at diverse tongues. We'll be starting from the vocal gift. What is diverse tongues? Praise God. Have you ever met somebody that can speak 5 languages? Have you met somebody like that? You met somebody that can speak 5 languages? Is that diverse tongues? Wow, that is very amazing. You must really be mature to know it's not diverse tongues. Hallelujah. Because I was thinking, sincerely, before you think that it was diverse tongues, because I thought it was not easy, but after studying, I got to understand that it's not really diverse tongues. I've always believed subconsciously in my mind that somebody that can speak maybe has diverse tongues. Then I had some, when I was studying, that was what I believed. Then I met an unbeliever that can speak up to 5 languages. I said, what? Unbeliever cannot manifest the gift of the Holy Spirit. I don't understand me now. I thought about a lot of things. Anyway. Hallelujah. Then I remember the point, he said that if you see a family where everybody is occultic, powerful occultic people, he said that is an apostolic gift in that family that the devil perverted. If you see a family, everybody is a gossiper, they are soothsayer, everybody sees into the realm of the spirit. See, that's a prophetic gift that the devil perverted. If you see people that are good in mobilizing, they are good in converting people, they say that is an evangelical gift in the family that the devil converted. So I had a lot of thought along that line. Hallelujah. But look at the word diverse gift. I'll give you the 3 descriptions of the diverse gift. Of diverse tongues, sorry. And that is 1 Corinthians 12 verse 10. Now, diverse tongues is a supernatural offerance through the power of the Holy Spirit in a person that manifests as a supernatural language. I call it a supernatural utterance through the power of the Holy Spirit in a person that manifests as a supernatural language. Don't worry, I'll explain. Number 2 description is the Holy Spirit energizing the tongue to edify other believers through languages or music. Is the Holy Spirit energizing, taking the tongue of a man and energizing it to edify other believers, say something to other believers through languages and through music. Number 3, that first tongue can be described also as a supernatural utterance in languages. Now, number 3 is a clarifier that is not known to the speaker. Hallelujah. Supernatural utterance in languages that are not known to the speaker. Hallelujah. Now, it is very, very simple. That diverse tongue is speaking in a language you don't understand. On a normal day, let's say, just imagine I just walk into this place and I just begin fluent Bayelsa. Hallelujah. Fluent Bayelsa language. I don't know one word in Bayelsa itself. I will have tried. Just fluent like that. And then there is somebody here that understands, is from that place, and he can easily understand. And then, now, of course, David, all of you can understand my answer. You can understand. As I'll be saying it, me myself, I will not even understand. I may not understand, or I may have the gift of the interpretation and don't understand what I'm saying. But then you'll be shocked that, I am saying what you understand perfectly. But meanwhile, I don't know Bayelsa language, hallelujah. And then after saying the message, I cannot speak Bayelsa again. Do you understand that? That's what we call diverse tongues. The hand of God will come upon you, and then you begin to speak in a language that you don't know yourself. Hallelujah. We may not necessarily need diverse tongues here. Why? Because that is why we say we must step out. We will go to a village where, and all of us will go to evangelism, and then there was language barrier. Have you ever experienced it? Yes, there's language barrier. Just imagine, suddenly you begin to speak that language fluently. That's what we call the hand of God coming upon you to speak diverse tongues. Hallelujah. I've had many people tell husband when he went to China, or many people, and then the wife began to speak fluent Chinese. Hallelujah. Fluent. Chinese, 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 Chinese. Hallelujah. And then after that, she can't speak Chinese again. That's called diverse tongues. Now some of you here may have it and you may not know. Why? Because you have not had an opportunity to do it. Hallelujah. There may be somebody here that will have the gift. And you have never manifested. Or me myself, I've never manifested. Why? Because we have, there is no need. There is no need to have diverse tongues here. Why? What is the point? Are we together? There are diverse tongues. So I begin to speak in another language. Imagine you're in Japan, you begin to speak Japan. And they begin to write Japanese. You know they are writing. Begin to write the way they can write. Hallelujah. But, I mean, I believe all of us have read the reverse story where you have people manifest this kind of gift. Is it true? It's true, yes. Now, there are diverse times that the people, 1 Corinthians 13 verse 1, gave us two different tongues. There is a tongue of men and there is a tongue of angels. Is that correct? A known tongue and an unknown tongue. Now, diverse tongues is different from speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues is being interpreted by the gift of interpretation of tongues. It's different from diverse tongues. Are we together? Are we together, guys? Now, speaking in tongues, what we call a unknown tongue. And speaking in tongues, you are... Now, diverse tongues, you are speaking to men. But speaking in tongues, you are speaking to God. Is it true? 1 Corinthians 14 verse 2. It has been another speaking to God. That is the prayer language. In speaking in tongues, you are speaking in God. In that tongue, you are speaking to men. Number 2, speaking in tongues, you are edifying yourself. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 4. And then Jude 20. Speaking to, so when you speak in tongues, you edify yourself. But when you speak in diverse tongues, you are edifying others. Are we together? Are we together? Yes, and then speaking in tongues assists us in our prayer language and communicating with God. Look at Romans 8:26-27. We don't know what to pray for as we ought to, but the Spirit maketh intercession for us with groanings that cannot be altered. Are we together? It helps us, speaking in tongues help us to pray, and the speaking in tongues tear up the prophetic ministry and refreshes our soul. Hallelujah. Isaiah 28 from verse 11 to 12 says, in stammering tongue, hallelujah, I have a friend, my best friend, I believe he'll be here in our next conference, praise God, he is into the prophetic. What is ministering like this? And then you just start playing keyboard or just start doing something. You know, no preaching, I'll stop. Hallelujah. You know, continue preaching again. So everybody is starting to begin to pray now. They want to go pray. Hallelujah. So the only way to control him, don't play keyboard. You will put him under self control. But once he hears sound, normally prophetic people are like that. Hallelujah. They are like that. Just like sound. Some like keyboard, some like bass, some like drum. Different. Yeah, personally, I don't like sound when I'm preaching. I don't. It distracts me. Hallelujah. I don't like it. That is me. But somebody else, like Apostle Man, likes his own mouth. Always on sound. Hallelujah. Yes. Many people. But personally, I don't like it. So, the speaking in tongues tears up the prophetic. There is a message by Apostle Arome. A 30-minute message. When I was serving that time, that message was almost doing magic to my body. It's what was I can't remember the title of the message, but I have the message. A 30-minute message. Hallelujah. When you listen to the message, you always be praying in tongues. And then it has a way of charging you up in 30 minutes. That was speaking in tongues. It charges you up. How many of you pray for long in tongues? And then suddenly you become extra aware. Like you become very, very sensitive. Your spirit is active. Has it ever happened to any? It has happened to all of us, I believe. If you pray in a while, it charges you up. And then you become very, very sensitive. That was speaking in tongues, talk to you. But that about tongue doesn't do that one. Are we together? Guys, are we together? A diverse tongue doesn't do that one. Don't forget the gift of the Holy Spirit, or the gift, manifestation gift is for others. That is why I watched Benihin testify when he was sick. And then Kenneth Copeland came and prayed for him. And can you believe somebody like Benihin being sick? That is, when you say somebody that has, who is the deposit on earth of the healing anointing, you cannot mention three people or two people without mentioning Benihin. I don't know if it's that. When the people that have coined you it, and people that, once they are here, like that, it means we say, that as far as he's concerned, there's nobody on earth like him again. He's one of the kind that is left. When he came to Nigeria, everywhere was on standstill. He's not a human being. That man has passed. He's a monument of the healing anointing. Altogether. But he was sick. What? Because the healing anointing, the Bible says, is given to prophet without. He can minister to somebody in his sickness and the person will be healed. But the demon will not walk on him. The one that will walk on him is his faith. The bell of his faith are going to get healed again. But somebody else in the healing anointing can come out. I heard of when Catherine Kuma was sick. Or a robot, you know, or a robot. Can he again? Four or five of them like that went to finish Katrin Kuma. And God told Ora Robert, if you lay your left hand, or is it your right hand? Which of his hands? Which of his hands was anointed? Is it left or right? Right hand, that's one of his hands that once you touch, you are healed. You understand me now? Yes, one of his, I can't remember his level. Once he touch you with that hands, you are healed. That was what God told him. That's a sensation he used to feel. So when they saw Katrin Kuma, he, Ora Robert, in his word, says that he knows that they wanted to pray for her to be well, and he knows that if he pray for her, she'll be well. But she says they should not pray for her. She was the one that refused prayer. She said that she wanted to go to heaven. The children of John Gilek married two wives. The children of the first wife, all of them left Christianity. They were angry with their father and left Christianity because when he was his wife, he was in South Africa, always busy with the gospel. People were always coming from this door, leaving from this door. The wife died of starvation. She was not eating, not because there was no food, but people were always in the house and she was always serving them food and she was not having time for herself. So that wife killed her. The reason why the children got angry and left is the children of his second wife that joined him in ministry. The reason why the children got angry and left was because they believed if their father was around and prayed for their mother, she would be well. So they were angry that he was not around, and then the woman died. Because if he was around, Jillian was around, she would be well. In the days of there was a guy called John Alexander Dowie. He was what we call he was the one that built Zion City in Illinois, Chicago. They said that if you go to that city, all you need to do is to meet the guy, you are healed. That it was not like just us meet John Alexander Dowie, you are healed. But it doesn't work. But you know how he died? I will not tell you. Go and read the book. Praise God. You see that of sicknesses. Even though there was a challenge that happened at the end. But it was said that almost it looked as if all the sicknesses he healed came back on him. You see that? Yeah, this was the person that was a dead prophet of the... Yeah, today when you go to Illinois, Chicago, where that Zion City is, you can feel God. You can feel God. Hallelujah. So let's leave that when we get to the healing anointing. We'll talk about those guys. Hallelujah. I'll be telling you about many people that work in these gifts. And I'll be giving you stories. All the biographies I've been reading. Do you know that I didn't think about sharing this story. But I was just coming. All of my stories I've been reading, I'll be sharing those of stories that used to motivate me. Contemporary and recent stories of people that are working in the power and all these realities. Praise God. Praise God. So there's what we call non-tongue. A non-tongue is like Yoruba, English, Hausa. Hallelujah. This one is a non-tongue. That is where most times diverse tongues operate in the realm of non-tongues. Because if you speak a diverse tongue in an unknown tongue, you need another interpreter. Let's say we go to another place. Shamalagabaragada. No, they don't understand Shamalagabaragada. But let's see their language there. If it's not there, we need somebody to interpret that tongue. That's no longer diverse tongues. Diverse tongue is always a human tongue that can be understood by men. Now, there are a few examples of the gift of diverse tongues in the Bible. All of us here are Bible students. Can you think of any situation in the Bible where there was a manifestation of diverse tongues? Can you think of any example? Day of Pentecost. Yes. See, there was Persian, Artesian, and then they understood them in their own language. Altogether, very, very perfect. Another example again. And that's the only one you can remember. Yes. That's the only one. Literally, that, apart from the it being mentioned in 1 Corinthians, in the Old Testament, the only place you can, based on my research, was Isaiah 28, verse 11. And he said, I will speak with him in Tamar and Lib. And that was the only example in the Old Testament. And then 1 Corinthians 12, 10, and then 13, verse 1 to 2, and then 14, and then the answer of that. But that is the only instances. Apart from that, you cannot find an example of many or multiple examples of diverse tongues. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, some of them that will look at you, how you find them, find multiple examples. Like, let's say healing. You know, there are plenty example. Let's say miracle, there are plenty. Word of knowledge, there are plenty. Word of wisdom, there are plenty. Speaking in tongues, are there plenty? Plenty. Interpretation. Is there any example of interpretation of tongues? Any example? You see? Like that one now. Oh wait, let's go there. Hallelujah. Praise God. So there are some of them that are not rampant in scripture like that. But they are real. Praise God. Praise God. Yes. So now I want to give us some keynote about that person and then we close. Number one is diverse tongues, like I said, is different from prayer tongue. And the only difference is in its purpose and operation. The prayer tongue, the purpose is communicating with God. And they're speaking in an unknown language. And the aim is to edify yourself, sometimes to edify the body. Hallelujah. But then diverse tongue, the purpose is to edify the body. Are we together? Are we together? Number two, the operation is basically inspired. The operation is basically inspired. In my research, I discovered that most musicians have a dose of diverse tongues. Hallelujah. Like that is the reason why they can understand different languages and different songs easily. Is it true? People that sing, they can understand different songs and different languages at the same time. They can understand Yoruba, and then they sing another Igbo song, and they are flowing it perfectly. Ogun, perfectly. Hausa, perfectly. Hallelujah. So they have to, it is inspired. You can understand how easily you can be able to pick it up. Hallelujah. It's always inspired. Once you know it, it's no longer a diverse tongue. It's no longer a gift of the Spirit. You don't know it. You know it has ceased to be a gift. Do you understand, guys? Like, I know some more Yoruba now. Let's say I just speak Bawoni, Eloni, Ekubadude. Do you know those kind of simple one? That one is simple. But don't you imagine that I begin to speak one common Yoruba dialect. Something I don't know. That is a diverse tongue. But even speaking the one I know normally, that one is no longer diverse tongue. So once you don't know it, one of you will go to China one day and you will speak Chinese. Say amen. One of you will go to one village, thick village before, and then the hand of God will come upon you and you begin to speak their dialect. You will never know what you are saying. Sometimes, okay, I'll get there. Hallelujah. Number three, diverse tongue is not ecstatic speech. It's always orderly. Hallelujah. That would be the gift of the prophet or the spirit of the prophet is what? The spirit of the prophet is what? Subject to the prophet. Is that correct? You can put on 1 Corinthians 14, 27 to 28, and then 1 Corinthians 14, 33, and then 1 Corinthians 14, 39 to 40. Now, the diverse tongue is not the one. See, you know this one that people fall down. Hey, he's here. That is not, that verse is not ecstatic. You know that is ecstatic. Like, just like you are speaking as if something has taken over you and you cannot control what you are saying again. You understand that kind of thing? Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Keep quiet. No, the best way. I like Bishop Boyedebo very well. Don't do that kind of nonsense in the meeting. Shut up! You continue to pick her out. Hallelujah. It's all his songs are the same. Pastor David Ibiomi, Dr. Paul Enete. After one of our ministers' conference in August, he was on stage ministry. Somebody started to say, now look, say, hey, over there, keep quiet. Say, keep quiet, shut up. Hallelujah. Say, shut up, keep quiet. Say, I'm the one talking now. God cannot be talking through you. Say, I'm the one talking now. Hallelujah. Let her talk, let her tell you what you want to say. And then Pastor DPM, as a final of glory, was saying a story that he was ministering in a healing school. And one woman was, instead of her to see that healing, she was really busy manifesting, shouting, and said, take her outside, take her to the back. Take her to the back. All of them like that. You don't take it enough, no, people like that, you know what I mean? And I went to one place, maybe that thing has affected me too. I like people to fall down and then, but don't stand up and say, shut up, you cannot keep quiet again. When you start, you just be controlled. If you can't control, you go outside. Pastor cannot be talking. The minister was ministering. And then he started manifesting. The minister talked for almost 20 minutes. Put the mic on the person. The person was busy talking. I said, hey, I was just there. I was like, what am I seeing? I don't know what is your revelation and understanding. I'm not trying to say anything against it. I don't know. But I should be controlled.
that should be controlled. Don't imagine prophet Isaiah in the Bible, when they prophesy, you just fall down on the ground. Don't say the Lord, O Israel of Bashan. And you're rolling on the ground. Just imagine how, if that was the way prophet Jeremiah was prophesying. Was that the way he was prophesying? No, prophet Isaiah. Anytime I want to talk, you just fall down on the ground, begin to roll. You'll be holding it. Three people will be holding it. Say, no, I want to talk. God wants to talk. No, that cannot be the way. Praise God. The Bible said the spirit of the prophet is subject to you. Can decide to keep quiet. Pastor Chris said it was in the airport. There was a time when every time they come for meeting, people begin to manifest and they were talking. He was happy, happy. Then after a while, it was not happening. He went to pray. He was, the people were not going to prophesy. God told him that, see, every service there is prophecy, but the people are not willing to talk, so leave them. Because you can control the prophecy, you can decide not to say it. All together. So it's not ecstatic. Say you're in a meeting now. Just like, don't want to talk, you begin to speak and no. It's control. All the stories I've heard of people in Davos, they stand up and speak. Sometimes they may not know what they are saying, but they are calm and coordinated. If you go to a village and you want to preach to them and then you start manifesting, don't you confuse them? Hey, man of God. You are the man of God ministry, and then you want to speak Davos, and then you fall down and begin to manifest. Kukuma, they will go. What is happening? They will leave. The Bible says anywhere you see order and confusion is not God. Okay, everything is done in decently in order. Anywhere you see orderliness, God is speaking to this person here, speaking to this person here, speaking to this person, and the pastor is preaching. You can never hear the pastor again. I've been in a situation where people begin to manifest. No matter the manifest, that is why when you know a true man, when, no matter how high you fall, you will never enjoy yourself. Once the Holy Spirit pick you up and throw you down, no matter how high and how far, you never enjoy your body. Is it true? You never. So once you see somebody enjoying himself, he fell in the flesh. No, telling the truth, was not picked by any spirit. He decided to help the encourage the pastor, or he decided to. You don't know that people encourage pastors. They encourage pastors now. Encourage the pastors. And if it's the Holy Spirit, no matter how high carry you and bring you back, you never enjoy yourself. You can bank on that. So it's not ecstatic. That was the one. There may be a situation where you are totally taken out of control, like the Spirit takes over you and you begin to prophesy, begin to minister. All of us here are ministers. I know there are situations where the Spirit will take over you. No longer, you know it's not you. You understand me now? But there is still a sense of decorum and control. You just pull your face or pulling your shoe, just losing as if you are crazy. So it's not ecstatic or hallucination. It's always coordinated. Praise God. Now, some people may do what I said out of ignorance or lack of training. Understand me now? They are not trained to understand that it's not until you fall down before you can prophesy. Now, if you train people very well, that's why the Bible says they mature. And they mature, they'll be able to handle prophecy when prophecy comes. But as a baby, they can begin to fall down, you understand me now? But once they are trained, the prophecy will still come, but they'll be able to handle it and receive it more properly and communicate it properly. So you have to do with training. Do you understand, guys? So that's those signs, they may not necessarily be wrong. They may be innocently ignorant. So what they need is training to know that you can prophesy while you are standing. You can receive message and pass it out while you are standing. You must not fall down. You must not break our plastic chair. You must not break your chair. You must not expose your nakedness. You know there's a manifestation. You know it's not Holy Spirit, Joe. Praise God. Hallelujah. No, it's not Holy Spirit. So diverse tongues. Now somebody in the parameter of the communication should be able to understand you. In Acts 2. So the person that was speaking in patterns, can we read it? Acts 2 verse 6. When you are speaking in diverse tongues, there should be somebody in the perimeter or in the area that should be able to understand what you are saying. Because it is not prophecy, but it may be a prophecy anyway. Acts 2 verse 6, what does it say?
Now when this was noised abroad,
yes, sir,
the multitude came together,
yes,
and were confounded.
Down to verse 8.
because that every man heard them speak in his own language.
Okay.
And they were all amazed and marveled.
Yes, sir.
Say one to another.
Yes.
Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans?
Okay.
And how hear we every man in our own tongue?
In our own tongue, yes.
Wherein we were born.
Yes.
Persian and Medes.
Now, Persian is a language. And okay, Persian and Medes, they may be together. Yes.
And Elamites.
Elamites is another tribe. Hallelujah. Yes.
And the dwellers in Mesopotamia.
Mesopotamia, is it not? Is it Africa? Mesopotamia, is it Africa? It's an African country, is that correct? Yes.
And in Judea.
Judea, yes.
And in Cappadocia. In Pontus and Asia,
okay.
Phrygia and Pamphylia,
okay.
In Egypt and in the parts of Libya.
Egypt is Africa. Libya is Africa.
About Cyrene and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Crete and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God.
Yeah. So now, as the disciples began to speak, how many of them were in that? Is it 70? When that was it? 70 or 120? 120. As they begin to speak, there are people from these different countries. Now, somebody in the perimeter, if not, it will be a waste if there's nobody that will understand what you're saying. Are we together? Because you're supposed to be passing a message to somebody. So, somebody in your perimeter should be able to understand what you are saying. Not necessarily with the, not that the person has the gift of interpretation of tongues. So, normally, even an unbeliever, because those guys they're speaking to, they were unbelievers. Because, Abby, they are unbelievers. So, even unbelievers should be able to understand what you are saying. Hallelujah. Praise God. God can use anything to speak to men. And in the language of the hearer. We saw in Numbers 22 from verse 28 to 33. Where God used what? An ass. Is it an ass or a donkey? Donkey to speak to the prophet. Prophet Balaam. So God can use anything. God can use a child to speak to somebody. God can use many things. I've heard different stories along this line. Hallelujah. Now what is the benefit of diverse tongues? What are the benefits? Number one, it will bail you out of emergency. Praise God. It bail you out of emergency. Like you can be a missionary in the midst of difficult situation. But you can't even know what to say. Suddenly the spirit can come upon you and then you ask the person the right question. Is that correct? And then you receive help. It can minister supernatural help and assistance to many people. It can break language barrier communication. Hallelujah. It has many gifts. Now you know, you see now as we mention this gift now, it's looking as if it's not really important. Shebi? Well, you are in a situation where you need help. And then you cannot speak your help. Do you understand? But then the hand of God will come upon you and then you'll be able to communicate what you have to say. I've been in evangelizing a situation where it is only Yoruba. And then I cannot speak Yoruba, I cannot speak anything about. I can speak Yoruba by faith. I cannot really speak what they are saying. Praise God. And then you are frustrated. You want to tell this person this. And the issue is, they cannot believe until they hear and understand. But obviously, faith coming by what? Hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Although, in another way, but then the language. But just imagine the hand of God. Sometimes the hand of God will just come. I just reach a hand will just come. Suddenly, I'll just begin to speak. You know what I mean? Just begin to speak. I'm imagining a situation where one day I'll go to preach somewhere. And then, Malaysia. And then they are interpreting Espanol. The spirit says it. The spirito espiriti. Hallelujah. Let's see if I just go there and begin to speak fluent Espanol. Just fluent. Yes. It's happened to T.L. Osborne and his wife severally. Yes. They work in that. When they went to India, different of his wife. There was a book. By the title of this book. I can't remember that now. But he and his wife. Anytime they go, the man, he has to give up interpretation. The wife can easily speak diverse tongues. When they just go, the man understand the language, the woman will just stand up and begin to speak. And she's speaking fluently their language. And then they'll be surprised. Only that will get attention of the people. She know that. You know, there's nothing as strong as language. Just imagine you are in Burkina Faso. And then you just have somebody speaking Edo to you. Just speaking fluent Edo. The person, it will get your attention immediately. Just imagine me anywhere I hear somebody speaking outside, it gets my attention, like, ah, this is my own. You understand, guys? That's the power of language. Just imagine a missionary comes to you and begin to speak fluently your language, you'll be excited. You will have to get close to the person. So any one of us here, let's be on our feet. Any one of us having that gift, today is your day in the name of Jesus. Can you appreciate when I say, Father Lord, I am ready for an activation. If there is this gift, or if you want the Bible speaking in 1 Corinthians, is it 13 now? Say desire. Is it 13 or 12? 13. Desire.
desire the gift, Now begin to talk to God. Say, Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your blessing. I desire this gift. Thank you. And if this gift is in my spirit, Lord, I desire the activation of it tonight in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray in the spirit. By myself, come on, Lord. Let's pray. Lekete mohokozi la da brana mana da da brana mana da 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 bahasha. Emande ke de brodo boko di la da da yaga hasha. Inde leke de brega de lege di. Can you sing that song for us? Shaba la da 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 brega da la da da brega me leke ya ke brega di. Shaba da mana da da da. Let him sing it. Shaba la da da brega da la da da brega de lege de brega. Let's pray. Let's pray. Shaba mande ke di. Amande ka brega da ba la da da brega de lege de brega de lege di. Anda ka brega ba la da. Father, we honor you. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Oh, Lord, can't do it without you. Yamante, we need the gifts. Diverse tongues, Sagama. One day, Kebala, Kedabara, Namaya, Namaya, Nadea. Oh, we can't do it without you, Jesus.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.